May is Women's Health Month, and actually this week is National Women's Health Week. It's actually celebrated every year, starting with Mother's Day, and it's meant to encourage women and even young girls about making their health a real priority. And as you probably know, we had it in our news. Recently, there were some new guidelines released regarding mammogram screenings for breast cancer. So let's talk a little bit more about this with Dr. Susan Bulbul, who is back on the show with us. She works in breast surgical oncology for Nuvance Health, which operates hospitals in our region, including Norwalk and Danbury Hospitals. Dr. Bulbul, welcome back to the show. So glad to have you here.
Melissa, so thanks for doing this again and getting the word out about the importance of overall women's health, but specifically, you know, screening mammograms. And this continues to change, so it feels like a moving target some days.
Mm-hmm, certainly. I mean, let's talk about kind of the big picture, if you don't mind. How many women are impacted by breast cancer, and how important is it that you have early detection, you get those screenings done?
The numbers are staggering. They really are. We have a little over 300,000 women will be diagnosed just in the United States every single year. So the numbers are staggering, and screening mammogram really is the best protection.
So let's talk about these new guidelines, because, again, it actually lowered the age is what our understanding is for when people should be going to get these screenings done. And it actually sounds like they're happening more frequently. Let's talk about that and why you think that happened. You had just mentioned that the findings are pretty alarming. I mean, it's staggering to see that younger and younger people seem to be getting diagnosed with breast cancer. So tell us about this big shift in the guidelines.
So this shift, in those of us in the cancer community believe that this is a step in the right direction, but they don't have it fully right yet. So what these guidelines now say is it's a definitive that women should begin their mammograms, screening mammograms at age 40. And that's for average risk women. There are women who should begin earlier, but we're talking about the masses right now. So start at age 40. These new guidelines say do it every other year. Those of us who work in the cancer world and overseeing bodies in the cancer world, organizations, American Society of Breast Surgeons, ASCO, American Society of Clinical Oncologists, all believe every year is the correct cadence. And that's really to diagnose cancers early and give every woman the best chance that she has. Now, we are very fortunate in that treatments have gotten so much better that the overall survival from breast cancer is incredible. But that's because of early detection. So these guidelines, the task force has said that starting at age 40 will save about 8,000 lives a year. That's incredible numbers.
Mm. And again, we have Dr. Bulbul here, who works in breast surgical oncology for Nuvance Health. And we're talking about the new guidelines, dropping it from 50 to 40 for when women should start to get their mammograms done, their screenings to make sure they don't have breast cancer. I always ask this question because I find it very interesting. Why do you think we're seeing more and more people with breast cancer diagnoses? Do you think, Dr. Bulbul, it's a little bit of a combination of there's more awareness out there, people are getting screenings and they're detecting it sooner? Or is this a situation of environmental, you know, the reasons for why people get diagnosed with breast cancer? I mean, when you hear about people younger and younger getting this type of cancer, it's really concerning. And people start to think, well, what am I doing? What's happening that's causing these rates to fluctuate so much more?
So, Melissa, I think that's a great question and a really important point. But the interesting thing is the rate of breast cancer, or what we call the incidence compared to the whole population, really hasn't changed all that much. What we are seeing, though, is breast cancer diagnosis in younger women, women in their 40s. So we are very grateful that the task force has decreased the age recommendation to starting at 40, because those women tend to have a little bit more aggressive cancers and when they're diagnosed younger. So early diagnosis is even more important for that age group. But we are seeing younger diagnosis in different cancers also. We're seeing it in colon cancer. And several years ago, the recommendation was moved down to age 45 to start your screening colonoscopies. So this is a trend. Is it part environmental? Absolutely. But we don't know what part. We just don't know, because the cause of cancer is so multifactorial. It's sort of like a puzzle. There's so many different causes. But for breast cancer, I always tell my patients, there is nothing that you did or did not do to get this. So it is not ever the person's fault who was diagnosed with breast cancer. The fact is that they did come in because they've been diagnosed, and we're always grateful for that because we can start treatment. But be sure, and this is critical information, in that early diagnosis saves lives. The way to do that is get your screening mammogram.
As you know, May is Women's Health Month, and recently new guidelines for breast cancer screenings were released to the public, and we're talking about it a little bit more with Dr. Susan Bulbal, who works in breast surgical oncology for Nuvance Health, operating many hospitals in our region, including Norwalk and Danbury hospitals here in Connecticut. Dr. Bulbal, I wanted to talk about, I'm calling it Mammogram 101. There are a lot of questions when it comes to screenings and imaging tests. For example, giving people an idea of really like what a mammogram is like, that experience for people who have not had one done and now maybe are going to have it done sooner rather than later since the recommendation dropped from 50 to 40. Could you give us sort of an idea of what happens when you get a mammogram?
Sure. So a mammogram is basically an X-ray of the breast tissue. And because the breast tissue is somewhat outside of the muscles and the bones, it doesn't have to penetrate very deeply. So we're not worried about radiation from a mammogram like that. I know lots of people say they don't want to get the mammogram because of the radiation, but because it doesn't need to penetrate very deeply into our bodies, that the radiation is exceedingly low from a mammogram. But essentially, you get two pictures of each breast with the X-ray beam facing two different ways so that we can get different views of the breast. When the mammogram is done, they have to compress the breast a bit. And that can be a little uncomfortable, but it's literally seconds long. And then it's done. They do two pictures of each breast for a screening mammogram. And then that's it. But it can save your life. So for a few seconds of, you know, a little bit of discomfort, and a study was done looking at how do women rate this discomfort on a scale of 1 to 10, and it was rated at about 2. So when I say a little discomfort, that really is about the range of that discomfort, but can be life-saving. So it's critically important.
Let's talk about the advancement in technology, 3D mammography, for people who don't know. This is definitely, it sounds like, an upgrade from 2D.
That is correct. And 3D mammography has been around for well over a decade, probably two decades by now. And we are fortunate where we live in Fairfield County that it's just about in every facility. So at Nuvance Health, all of our facilities have only 3D mammograms. There are no more 2D mammograms at Nuvance Health. And when a woman goes in for her mammogram, she should ask that question, is this 2D or 3D? And even in our screening guidelines, the recommendation is for 3D mammogram where available, because in some places they still don't have it. But I would not recommend going to a facility that only has 2D mammograms. So that is a question that everyone should be asking.
And again, Dr. Bulal is here from Nuvans Health. We're talking about mammograms and screenings and getting you all the information you need when it comes to diagnosing breast cancer, hopefully not diagnosing it. But this is why you get screenings done sooner rather than later. What is a diagnostic mammogram?
So that's a great question, Melissa, and lots of people don't know the difference. So when you just go in for your yearly mammogram for a check, that's a screening mammogram. A diagnostic mammogram is when we're following up on something, say we found something on the screening mammogram, now we're doing additional pictures or a diagnostic mammogram. Or if you feel a lump or notice a change in your breast, instead of a screening mammogram, you're getting a diagnostic mammogram. Now, the pictures are done in basically the same way. It's still an X-ray of the breast, except a radiologist has to look at it while you're there and give you the results for a diagnostic mammogram. So that really is the difference to the patient, is that they get the results at that time. And if they need some more pictures, then it's followed up at that time.
And again, we have Dr. Bulal here, who is answering some of the very common questions that people have about breast cancer screenings, like breast ultrasounds, MRIs, biopsies, and where to go for imaging. If people want more information, I will say there was a great article that came out earlier this month from Nuvans Health, and you could find it at nuvanshealth.org. And I did want to say, Dr. Bulal, is there anything else besides, obviously, we've been really focusing on breast cancer screenings, but anything else while you're here that you want to remind, especially women during May, Women's Health Month, anything else that you want people to be thinking about and have on their radar?
Melissa, I think the most important thing is that as women, as, you know, just having Mother's Day yesterday, as moms, we really take care of everyone around us. And the important thing to know is if we're not healthy, we cannot do that. So please, please focus on your health. That should be and needs to be at the top of the list. It doesn't take that long, but please be sure you get your yearly screening exams, whatever they may be, your yearly checkups. It's critically important to take care of yourself so that we can be there to take care of everyone else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's that idea of, you know, when you're on the airplane, taking putting your mask on before you put it on other people around you. So I love that. And again, if people want more information, certainly go to the Nuvans Health website, nuvanshealth.org. And they did just have an article come out on May 2nd, really looking at breast screenings and imaging tests, questions being answered on that. And you can also book a screening online as well. Dr. Bulal, I want to thank you so much for always making the time to come on WICC and share such important information. We appreciate it.
And thank you for getting the word out, you know, month after month. It's critically important. And I guarantee you, just by you getting the word out, you personally have saved lives, because someone listening will go get their mammogram.
I hope so, right? I mean, knowledge is power. That's what we always say. So I appreciate that. And Dr. Bulal, we know how busy you are and really everybody in healthcare. So thanks for taking the time to come on the show.
Thank you, and have a good one.
Thanks, you too. One more time with their website, nuvanshealth.org, if you want more information.